Research: changes in diet could strand billions in farm investments. Von editor Fleischwirtschaft.com. VOM, the 28th of January 2026. Leiden is policymakers push for lower meat and dairy consumption. Researchers warn that farmers could face large losses from assets designed for animal production. A large share of Europe's agricultural investments could lose value as meat and dairy consumption declines, according to new research published in Nature Food. Adding to growing evidence that dietary change has far-reaching economic and environmental implications for the food system. A study by researchers from Leiden University, the University of Oxford and Vienna University of Economics and Business finds that 78% of fixed agricultural investments in Europe and the United Kingdom are linked to livestock and animal feed production. These assets include barns, machinery, milking systems, and breeding animals, amounting to around 158 billion euros in livestock-related investments and a further 100 billion euros in feed production. Billions of euros at risk from stranded assets. The researchers analyzed the risk of so-called stranded assets, defined as investments that lose economic value before the end of their technical lifespan due to structural changes in demand. Under a moderate shift away from animal-based diets, the study estimates that investments of 61 billion euros could be at risk. In stronger transition scenarios, the amount rises to 168 billion euros and, in the most extreme case, 255 billion euros. Most agricultural investments are focused on animal-based production, especially dairy and animal feed, said lead author Annie Kortleva of Leiden University's Institute of Environmental Sciences, CML. This can discourage farmers from switching to plant-based production. Transition speed and asset reuse key to outcomes. According to the authors, the scale of financial impacts depends largely on how quickly dietary changes occur and whether existing investments can be depreciated, reused, or repurposed. Many agricultural assets lose value gradually rather than all at once, creating opportunities for phased transitions. Potential options include converting livestock buildings for alternative uses such as mushroom cultivation, microgreens, or plant-based protein production. Impacts extend beyond farms. The study notes that the financial risks are not limited to farmers. Feed suppliers, food processors, transport companies, banks, and rural communities may also be affected by declining demand for animal-based production. Climate change could further increase the likelihood of stranded assets through extreme weather events, drought, and declining yields. Climate change is already contributing to this problem, said co-author José Magallan. Climate adaptation alone is not enough to remove these risks.